In my time as a special agent traveling around the world with the Department of State Diplomatic Security Service, I've had to give speeches on terrorism, and one speech in particularly resonates was when I started thinking about. I grew up. My dad was with the Foreign Service, and I lived overseas in Panama and Pakistan as a kid. Graduated high school in Islamabad, but in 1979, when our embassy was overrun, the Marine Corporal Crowley, Stephen Crowley, was on the roof of the embassy and was killed by the protesters in 79. That was the first of a series of events that I actually personally know.
Well, this is in Pakistan.
This was in Pakistan, 79. I actually know the victims of the terrorism. It really kind of brings home the terrorism issue to personally. When the embassy in Lebanon was blown up, mm-hmm. the embassy, I knew the political officer there who happened to be working for our folks, our friends up in Langley, because the wife of that person was my English teacher when I lived in Pakistan. Mm. So
mm. Small world.
He had been reassigned to Beirut and was killed there. Shortly thereafter, the Marine barracks were blown up. One of my colleagues in basic Marine training was killed in the Marine barracks bombing. You start drawing these stories, and it continues. Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie. Mm-hmm. One of my basic agent classmates was on that plane and was killed.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty remarkable.
And then I left. I was the RSO in Tanzania and left a month before the embassy blew up. So all the guard force out front that I saw and spoke to every day on the way in and out of the embassy were killed there.
So you
served. And 9/11. I had a friend who was in the World Trade Center on 9/11. Mm. So that's just some of them.
So you have had a very intimate relationship with terrorism for many years now.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, as you think about where the U.S. is now, globally, and we've talked about the diplomatic security challenges globally. What registers in your mind when you think about your connection and your history with terrorism and what the U.S. is facing, and certainly folks in the diplomatic security service?
I think the challenges are going to continue to be, it's not a nation state. It's not, not as singular as a North Korea. It's the inspired lone wolves that can wreak such havoc with just very little, which is going to be the challenge for us, and not just for diplomatic security, but certainly for the entire U.S. Law enforcement and counterterrorism forces trying to get a handle on this. It's easy to identify them. Like I said, if you talk about al-Shabaab and you talk about Boko Haram and you talk about other folks, ISIS, as kind of a singular, but they're not really singular when the tentacles are out there, al-Qaeda, of course. The tentacles are out there, and it doesn't take much. The advent of technology, internet, and information is shared, and OPSEC, operational security, is getting better amongst those folks to where it's even harder to detect pre-operational planning to where we can counter it. And it's the successful counterterrorism operations within U.S. government is amazing given the challenges they're facing every day.
Recently retired Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security, John Eustace, J.J. Green, WTOP News.